The Bison football team has some high hopes for this season. 2 years ago, the University of Manitoba team didn't win a single game. Last year, they won five. A brand new season is about to start, and the Bisons have their sights set on the game, the Vanier Cup. Colin Fraser visited the Fort Garry campus as the team prepared for its upcoming weekend opener.
Veteran receiver Corey Larson runs an out pattern. The quarterback sprints away from the line of scrimmage. A hard, accurate throw greets Larson. He easily pulls it in. It is a drill the All-Canada West Conference receiver has been doing for 5 years. But the drills are done with a little more purpose this time.
It's my fifth year. I'm definitely shooting for it. There's no more next year after this year. We've got all the know-how. We've got a great coaching staff. All the guys are keen. It's just that feeling in the locker room that we haven't had in past years, where you just know we've got a good stable team, and we're looking at nothing but Toronto in December.
Larson's receiving coach is Bob Dice. He has been with the Bisons for 5 years. He works Larson hard. Under Dice's direction, Larson is on the verge of setting the all-time receiving record for the Canada West Conference. Dice likes the team's maturity. He expects nothing less than ending the season on a high note.
Last year was a real big turnaround year for us, from going 0-8 to 5-3. The players that we've brought in have really solidified our offensive line. Secondary as well is looking really strong, and so I think with the base we have from last year and the growth of our players, they've worked extremely hard in the offseason. We have set our expectations high. I mean, we truly expect to win the Vanier Cup this year.
The assistant coaches run players through opening drills. Head coach Brian Dobie surveys the scene. He seeks players out for a brief strategic session or a pep talk. Dobie is quietly but confidently heading into the season. It's an experienced, hungry squad on both sides of the ball. Dobie knows the importance of battle-tested players. They have the ability to stay focused. The schedule has little margin for error.
It's a short season. It really is. It's not a CFL schedule. It's a CIU schedule. We just finished our exhibition game. We've got eight league games and then hopefully playoffs. So to win your first game, especially at home, it's tough in this conference to win on the road because you only travel with 36 players and you play against 50. It's tough to win on the road in Canada West, very tough. So it's really important that you hopefully win your home games and steal as many as you can on the road.
The Canada West Conference is a traditional powerhouse in Canadian college football. It's always been quite a challenge for the Bisons. They have often been on the bottom of the standings, trying to claw their way up to respectability. Strong university programs in Saskatchewan, Alberta, and British Columbia has some definite advantages.
A lot of it's population-based and just geographics, in that even though literally half the population of the country is in Western Canada, I mean, let's face it, there's only six CIU teams across half of the geographic nation, and therefore you've got all these talent pools centered in six CIU centers. So there's a lot of talent to draw from across Western Canada, but only six centers, where you look at Ontario and you just throw a stone and you're going to hit a football player, but you're also going to hit another university. And so the talent is more dispersed as you head east. I think that's a key reason. And the other thing is junior football. We don't have any in Manitoba, but the other three provinces heading westward all have powerful junior programs. And that's huge. I mean, let's face it, you recruit a kid out of high school at age 17 or 18, you recruit a kid out of junior at age 23, well, you know, you figure it out, and they're loaded with, you know, with teams out west in junior football. So, I mean, heck, there's seven or eight junior teams alone in the province of BC. We don't have any here in Winnipeg to this point.
Dobie recognizes these challenges. He has met them head-on with an aggressive recruiting process. The evidence of this lies in the rising fortunes of his team.
Recruiting at this university is everything. You know, we are arguably the most multi-provincial, multinational team in the entire CIU. We are such a tiny football province that we absolutely have to bring in players from around the country, and we've had pretty good success at doing that. We worked hard at it. We've got some great kids here in Manitoba, but there's not enough. It's just, again, simply population-based. A dozen high school teams, that's just a conference in Vancouver. I mean, heck, there's 111 or 108 high school teams alone in the province of Alberta. That's just high school teams with three junior teams and a couple of senior men's teams to boot on top of that. I mean, you just cannot compare. So for us to compete against those provinces, we have to get the very best kids here in Winnipeg and Manitoba, and we have to absolutely go national and get kids in here. And that's tough. That's tough, but it's so far so good.
The Bison's first test of the year is tomorrow. They'll play the University of British Columbia Thunderbirds at University Stadium. Game time is 1 p.m. In Winnipeg, I'm Colin Fraser.